Tov, Rabbi Yisai, I wanted to see one thing that we skipped over in Divrei Hayamim real quick. Sure everyone is familiar with the Sefer, Michtav Me'Eliyahu. Right? I'm sure everyone's familiar with the Sefer, at least sort of the title. Where does that name come from? So it comes from Divrei Hayamim. It comes from Divrei Hayamim, from Divrei Hayamim Parakof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, with regards to Yehoshaphat's son, Yehoram, take a look at what it says. Divrei Hayamim, Kaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says that, once again, we're talking about Yehoram, the son of Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda. It says, "Vayavo elav michtav me'Eliyahu hanavi limor." Ko amar Adonai Elohei David avicha. A letter comes to this king. Eliyahu is no longer with us. So where does that letter come from? Michtav me'Eliyahu. A letter came from somewhere. Either Eliyahu left it here before, or it's some sort of miracle that the king gets this letter from Eliyahu. And it says, "Ko amar Adonai Elohei David avicha. Tachas asher lo alach bedarchei Yehoshaphat avicha." This is a tochecha. You didn't go. And this is, I believe, the only time in which Eliyahu HaNavi is talking to Melech Yehuda. And he says, you didn't go in the path of your fathers. And you killed your brothers. Remember, he kills his brothers. So Eliyahu writes in this letter, says that there's going to be a big magifa, and you're going to pay for this. And you're going to die of a terrible, terrible sickness that your kishkas or mamash is going to fall out. So, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Plishtim and the Aravim, the Arabs, from Cush, and they came to Yerushalayim. So this Michtav Me'Eliyahu comes to give a tochecha to Melech Yehuda, to Yehoram. It says, you didn't go in your father's ways, And you're going to pay for it. Yerushalayim's going to pay for it. Your family's going to pay for it. All of his family is either killed or taken away, and the only one who is left over is Yehoahaz. And that's the Yehoahaz that we're speaking about right now in our parak in Malachim. Yehoahaz, remember, is the son of Yehoram and the evil lady Atalia, who is the granddaughter of Omri, the daughter of Ahav. Okay, so that's the Michtav Me'Eliyahu. Okay, let's take a look. Huh? I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not sure. His name was Eliyahu?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. I just started learning Michtav Me'Eliyahu a little bit this year. So, let's get started. Perek Tes. Take a look. So the background, I'm just going to remind everyone. I know we've been running through different names and it's very confusing. There's Yehoram on this side, Yehoram on that side, and Ahaziah on this side, and Ahaziah on that side. Where we're holding is that both Malchei Yisrael, Yoachaz and Yehoram, Yoachaz is from Melech Yehuda and Yehoram is Melech Yisrael, and they both go out to a war against Melech Aram. They go out to war against Melech Aram. Yehoram is hurt. Okay, the Melech Yisrael is hurt, and he goes back to Yisrael. Okay, what's the other background that we need to remember? In the background of all of this, this was after Elisha went and basically appointed Hazael, the king of Aram. Okay, and he was crying. He saw what the terror that Hazael was going to terrorize Am Yisrael. So the king of Aram, who is fighting against these two kings, is Hazael. Because remember, the king dies. Ben-Hadad dies, he's killed by Hazael. So the king of Aram who's fighting is Hazael. Now we're fighting with Yoachaz and Yehoram. So Yehoram, at the end of this parak, gets hurt, and he goes down, and Ahazio goes to do Bikur Cholim. Aram, because they were always back and forth, meaning like this was... I don't know if he was chill. And Achinayu, that doesn't mean that he didn't become a... Meaning we're going to see he's going to do terrible things. So could be that he was offended in the beginning, but he was an officer. He was... So let's take a look. Perek test. Ve'elisha anavi kara le'achad mimnei anaviyim. Ve'yomer lo chagor mosnecha ve'kach pach ha'shemen hazeh bi'adecha ve'leich ramos gilad. So Elisha sends one of his bnei hanaviyim, and Chazal tell us that this is Yonah ben Amittai. Very interesting. Yonah ben Amittai. Chazal say that this is Yonah ben Amittai. Maybe we'll speak about why Chazal think that this is Yonah. Yonah definitely lives in this tkufa, but Elisha sends Yonah to do what? With a pach ha-shemen. What do you do with a pach ha-shemen? You go to anoint people. Remember, what is Eliyahu's jobs? Eliyahu's jobs were three: anoint Elisha, anoint Hazael, and anoint Yehu. Okay, so what has been done? Elisha has been anointed, Hazael has been anointed, and now it's time for Yehu. Yehu is one of the most awesome, confusing, crazy, mishugana characters that we have in all of Sefer Malachim, and we're going to take a look in just a second. So go take the pach ha-shemen and go to Ramot Gilad. Ubasa shamo re'esham Yehu ben Yoshafat ben Nimshi. Ubasa v'hakeimosa mitoch echav v'heveso oso cheder bechader. Now, this is confusing because it says that Yehu is ben Yoshafat. Okay, we're not talking about the same Yoshafat. Okay, he's another guy. He's another guy. And he is the general. He is the general of Melech Yisrael. He's the general of Melech Yisrael. So bring him, go to him, take him away from the other officers. Remember, they're out at war now. Take him away from the other officers. Bring him inside of a room. V'lakachta pach ha-shemen v'yatzakta al rosho v'amarta. Ko amar Adonai mashachticha l'melech el Yisrael. U'patachta hadeles v'nasta v'lo techakeh. And he tells the Navi, go ahead, bring the pach ha-shemen. Remember, guys, if you guys remember, let's test your knowledge. There is a pach ha-shemen, and then there is a keren ha-shemen. Okay? Malchei Yisrael never were nimshach, because they weren't really supposed to become kings. So you never needed a pach ha-shemen. Okay? When is the pach ha-shemen used? Pach ha-shemen is used by Shaul, right? And why does he get the pach ha-shemen? He doesn't get the keren ha-shemen. Keren ha-shemen was only used by David and Shlomo. Okay, a ben achar ben doesn't need the keren hamishcha, right? They don't need the shemen hamishcha from the keren, from the horn. But they did it in sometimes throughout history to show that this king is an important guy. So Elisha is essentially telling, go to Yehu and show him that he's important. Take this pach ha-shemen in hiding.
Wait, which one's more important, the pach or the keren?
Maybe? The keren is more important. The keren was by Malchus David. The pach was always used by kings that were outside of Malchei David. Okay? So not only does he tell him to go and fulfill this role, but he tells him, open up the door and get out of there. Don't wait. Don't wait. Run away. Why run away? You just started a rebellion. Get out of there. Now, another question that we need to ask ourselves is what, guys?
Why are they doing it?
Something else, come on.
Why is he doing it in private?
What else? Whose job is this?
Elisha,
why is he sending a Bnei Hanaviyim? He can't do his job on his own? There's a lot of different approaches in the Mefarshim, but we'll go according to one. And one of the Mefarshim explain, either it's the Radak, I'm not sure, the Mitsudos, that... No, it's the Abar Benel. Yabar Benel says that Bipshat, Elisha, as soon as Elisha shows up, what becomes clear? Everyone knows who Elisha is. Elisha would have made a scene. What is Elisha doing here? Elisha can't go by without people not recognizing him. And therefore, he's about to start a rebellion. Elisha knows that if he shows up in the middle of the battlefield by Yehu and by all these kings and by all these generals, people are going to start asking questions. So he sends this Bnei Hanavim, he sends this Yonah or whoever it is, and he goes ahead and he tells them to get out of there very quick. So what happens? Vayelach Hanar Hanavir Amos Gilad. So he goes. So he walks in to probably what was happening was a bunch of generals sitting around planning for the upcoming battle. And he says, please, officer, I have something to tell you. Vayomer Yehu el mi mikulanu. Who are you talking to? Vayomer elecha hasar. I'm talking to you. Vayakam vayavo habaisa. Vayitzok hashemen el rosho. Vayomer lo koamar Adonai Elohi Yisrael, meshachticha lemelech el am Adonai el Yisrael. Hashem has appointed you king. Vihikisa es beis acha v'adonecha, v'nikamti dmei avadai hanavim u'dmei kol avdei Adonai miad Izavel. Not only have I made you king, but you have an additional job. What's that additional job?
Kill everyone.
Get rid of Achav. Get rid of the entire family. Get rid of Izebel. This is the nekama. Remember, this nevuah already was given to Eliyahu. Eliyahu gave this nevuah over to Achav, right? When did he give it over to Achav?
After they stole
Navot B'Yisrael. After they stole the Kerem. Kerem Navot. Okay, he stole the Kerem. Hashem says, I'm going to... Right, you killed this guy in this Kerem, and you and your family eventually are gonna pay right here, right? But what does Achav do? Achav does he does a tshuva partially. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm gonna push it off. So we pushed it off a few generations or one generation, meaning this is the second son that is king after Achav. So now he comes and he says, now this nevuah is gonna happen. Now the Mefarshim over here, very interestingly, point out that when Eliyahu is told to go and make Hazael and make Yehu king, there's no instruction for Yehu to actually kill Achav's family. So how does this Navi know that he's supposed to kill the family? How does he know? So if you look back at Pesach Dalid, you'll see something weird. What's weird? Double Nar. What's that about? Vayelech Hanar Hanavi Ramos Gilad. So until now we heard that he's Bnei Anavim. Now we're already hearing that he has his own name. Or he has his own Ma'amad. He's a Navi in of himself. Right? So some of the Farshim explained that he had this own Nevuah. This wasn't necessarily from Elisha. He added this. Okay? Now it was Dvar Hashem, but it didn't come from Elisha. The Bnei Nevi'im are Bipashtus, the Bnei Nevi'im are people that are training to become Nevi'im. Not everyone's going to be Zocha. The Rambam says not everyone's Zocha to become a Navi, right? Huh? Yeah, it's like Hogwarts, okay? Tough. Is that what you said? What I said was better? Anyways, okay. Tough. So let's see. Ve'avad kol beis achav yichrati la'achav mashtin bakir va'atzuv va'azuv b'Yisrael. Look back at the perek, and you'll see that's the exact lashon which Eliyahu tells Achav. Ve'nasati es beis achav kebeis yiravam ben avad u'kebeis basha ben achia. Remember, this is the third family, the third dynasty. Back on our chart, it's the third different color, right? Different families. There's Yeravam's family, that they were all destroyed by who? By Basha. Basha's family was all destroyed by who? By that Zimri. Zimri was king for 7 days. Then who kills Zimri? Omri. So now we're talking about the third dynasty. So the third dynasty of Malchei Yisrael is now going to be wiped out. By who? In the hands of Yehu. Now let's take a look at who this Yehu is. And he says, Izebel's going to get what's coming to her. Also, the dogs are going to eat her. Okay? And he runs away. Pasuk it out. I'm so excited. Yehu is like actually amazing. V'yehu yatsa el avdei Adonav, v'yomer lo hashalom, madua ba hamishuga hazeh alecha. So they say, what's the mishuga want from you? What is this Navi? What is it? The Nevi'im, what do they want? Vayomer aleihem, atem yadatem es hazev, es ha'ish ve'esicho. You know this guy is a shtickle crazy. I don't know. You know, basically, what did he say? He just like pushed them off. Vayomru sheker hagei nalanu. Don't lie. He came to say something. We might think he's a meshugana, but we know he came to say something. Vayomer kazos v'kazos amar elai lemor ko amar adonai mashachticha lemelech el Yisrael. So he says, he spills the beans and he says, I'm going to become king. That's what he told me. Vayimaharu vaychu ish bigdo v'yasimu tachtav el gerim hama'alos v'yitku'u b'shofar v'yomru malach yehu. Just right away. Right away. What does that mean? What is that telling us? That right away, that people don't like Yehoram. People don't like this dynasty. People don't like this family. Huh? He's Yehoram. No, but Kanireh, they don't like him. Meaning like, why just out of nowhere? They're so excited. Right? Vaykasher Yehu ben Yoshafat ben Nimshi el Yoram. V'yoram haya shomer b'ramos gilad hu v'chol Yisrael m'nei chazael melech haram. Yoram, once again, is in Yisrael. He's in Ramos Gilad. Sorry, excuse me. And he's protecting himself, at least, from Chazael. V'yashav Yehoram ha-melech li'yisrapei b'Yisrael. He goes back to Yisrael. Min ha-makim asher yaku ha-ramim. Because he's trying to, you know, go through physical therapy or whatever he's doing. Bil chamo, as Chazael melech haram. Vayomer Yehu im yesh nafshechem al yetzei palit min ha'ir laleches lahagid b'Yisrael. What does Yehu say to the people around him? They blew the shofar. They said that he's going to become king. He says no one can leave the city. No one can leave the city. Why? Because if someone leaves the city, what's going to happen? The news is going to get out that there's a rebellion, and what's going to happen? What's Yehoram going to do? He's going to hide, or he's going to get ready to stifle the rebellion, right? Vayirkav Yehu vayelach Yisraela, and he had koach. We're going to see Yehu is a meshugna. It's a crazy guy, okay? It's a crazy guy. He gets on his horse and he starts going to Yisrael. Ki Yoram shochev shama vachazya melech Yehuda yarad liros es Yoram. I told you guys that Ahaziah went to do Bikur Cholin. So this is going to be a nice mifgash. This is going to be a nice little meeting. The Chevret's getting all back together. Okay? So Ahaziah and Yoram are in Emek Yisrael. And Yehu gets on his horse and he starts traveling towards there because he has Ra'al Ba'inayim, poison in his eyes. He's ready to kill. V'hatzofeh omeid al-migdal b'Yisrael. And there was a shomer. There was a person standing at the top of the gate at the top of the Migdal. Vayare shifat Yehu bevo'o. Vayomer shifat ani ro'eh. And he says, he sees the whole entourage that Yehu is coming with. And he sees, I see an entourage. Vayomer Yehoram kach rachav ushlach likrasam. Vayomer ha-shalom. So go ahead, send horses out there. Try to figure out who it is. See if everything's okay. Vayelach rochev hasus likraso. So they send out the first messenger with the horse. Vayomer ko amar hamelech hashalom. So he says the king wants to know, is everything okay? Vayomer Yehu malachavi l'shalom sovel acharai. What do you want in peace? What is he saying? No, not everything's okay, but you better get behind me. Because right now you're in between us, and that's not a good position for you. Vayagin hatzofel lemar ba'amalach adheim v'lo shav. So the shomer is like, I don't know what's going on, because he just joined the entourage. Vayishlach rochev sus sheni, so he sends out a second messenger. Vavolehem vayomer ko amar amelach shalom. Vayomer Yehu, malacho shalom, sovel acharai. You're standing in between me and my prey. Kanireh, you should get behind me. Vayagin hatzofel lemar ba'alehem v'lo shav. Once again, the same thing happens. Vamin hag ki min hag Yehu ben Nimshi. And he's riding, the way that he's riding a horse is like Yehu. Ki b'shigaon yinhag. Because he was a meshugana when he rode on his horse. No one rode as fast as Yehu. He had something about him. He had a koach. He had a craziness. He had a little bit of something that was not normal in his eyes. Vayomer Yehoram esor vayesor richbo vayitzei Yehoram melech Yisrael vachazio melech Yehuda ish birichbo vayitzu likras Yehu vayintzeu bechelkas navos haYisraeli. These two kings, The one that came to be Bikur Cholem, they come out and they want to go and meet Yehu. Where do they meet? Pitom. They're in the middle of Navot Yisrael. They're in the Kerem. They're in the Kerem in which Elio says that your family is going to be done with. Vayikiros Yehoram es Yehu. Vayomer HaShalom Yehu. So Yehoram says, is everything okay? Yehu, what's going on? I can imagine he's like waving and he's, hey, how you doing? Vayomer Ma HaShalom. Adznunei Izebel Imcha Vikshafea HaRabim. Who, Izebel, your prostitute of a mother, of your wife and your family, that's who HaShalom is? This guy's chazak. Vayafoch Yehoram Yadav Vayanos. So he realizes that he's in trouble, so he starts to run away. Vayomer Achazya, Mirma, Achazya, let's get out of here. Vayehu mila yado bakeshet. Vayaches Yehoram ben Zroav. Vayetze hachetzi milibo. Vayichra birichbo. The details here. He takes out his bow and arrow. Now running away on horses, on chariots, that's not an easy shot. He takes the shot. And he hits him right in the chest.
Sniped him
right in the heart. And it goes out the other side. He's a meshugana, but yesh lo koach. And what is it? Like, who is he saying this in the name of? Who is he saying this in the name of? This is a shlichus from who? From Hashem. This is a shlichus of Hashem. Vayomer al bidkar shalishav. So he said to the person who was leading, remember, Yehoram is dead at this point, and so he says to the driver of this chariot, he says, "Sa hashlicheu bechelkas de navos haYisraeli, go throw his body where in the Kerem. Ki zachor ani ve'ata es rochvim tzmadim achrei achav aviv v'adonai nasa alav es hamasaze. This is mida keneged mida. Finally, the family." Dvar Hashem, I'm being Mekayim Dvar Hashem. In lo estmei navos vestmei banav ra'isi emesh nu'um Adonai v'shilamti lecha b'chelka azos nu'um Adonai. V'ato sa hashlichu b'chelka kedvar Adonai. Who does he see himself an extension of? He sees an extension of Hashem. He sees it, that he's the Yada Arichta. He's the Makel. He's the Makeh. He's a Shliach of Eliyahu. He's going to be Mekayim the Nevuah. V'achazya melech Yuda Nebach. Achazya, he's like... like not even like part of like this whole thing. V'achazya melech Yehuda ra'a v'yanos derech beis hagan. V'yerdof acharav Yehu v'yomer gam oso haku el ha-merkava b'ma'alei gur asher es yivla'am v'yanas megido v'yamasham. He kills him also. Two kings killed in one day this Yehu. Now, I can't imagine what kind of zazua, what kind of crazy vibes were going on in Am Yisrael that day. Two kings are dead. And who's this guy? Yehu. So who's going to take over? Is Yehu going to take over everywhere? Yehu is coming with Bidvar Hashem. Achdus, but how? Through death, through murder. Was Achazya, was he Chai of Misa? The Mefarshim aren't so clear about that. Was he Chai of Misa? Why was he Chai of Misa? What did he do? Was he part of Beis Achav? He wasn't a son of Achav, but he definitely went in the derech of Achav. He was a descendant, right? Nachon. Vayirkivu oso avadav Yerushalayim veikbiru oso bekfura so im avosav biir David. And they take Achazya back to Yerushalayim, and he's nikvar b'shalom. He's buried in peace. Ubishnas 11 shana lo Yoram ben Achav malach Achazya al Yehuda. V'avo Yehu Yisraela v'Yizevel Shama v'tasim b'puchei ne'a v'titavis roshav v'tashkif b'ara chalon. So she puts, Yizevel hears that Yehu is coming, and she kind of heard all of what happened. So she puts on her nicest dress, she gets her nicest makeup up, and she's at the top of the palace, and she looks throughout the window. She looks through the window. V'Yehu ba bashar v'tomer hashalom. I don't know if you've seen, but this is definitely the word of the parak. Hashalom. 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 Is everything okay? No, not everything is okay. Everything is not okay. Nothing about this is okay. Nothing is shalom. Hashalom. Zimri horeg Adonav. Right? What did she say to him? Who's Zimri? Chevra? Zimri killed Baasha. Zimri was the king who was king for 7 days. And then Omri kills Zimri. So what is she saying when she says, oh, Zimri killed Baasha? She's saying, it's okay. I know you killed kings today, but it's okay. You're not the first one. It'll be okay. What is she trying to say? She's trying to say, like, it's okay. Like, I'm with you. You know, I'm with you. Vayisa panav el achalon, vayomer mi iti mi. So he looks up at the window and he sees who he's talking to. And he calls out, who's up there? Who's with me? Mi la Hashem elai, kivyachol. And he says, is there anyone else up there? Vayashkifu alav shnayim shlosha sarisim. Two or three officers are there. And they look at him. Vayomer shimtuha vayamsituha vayiz midama el hakir ve'el hasusim ve'er miserena. The description. They take her, throw her off of the top of the palace, blood everywhere, the horses trample right over her. Now, I think this perek, unlike any other perek in all of Tanakh, has the most description of death, and terrible death. Like, it's gory. You feel like you're watching like a terrible, gory film, right? What is all this about? Vayavo, vayochal, vayesht, and he goes home and he goes to eat the sudas mitzvah, sudas hodaya. Vayomer pikdu na esarura hazos vekivrua kibas melachi. And he says, you know, at the end of the day, she's the daughter of a king, Izevel. Who? What king? The king of Tzidon. She's still a daughter of a king, so she should have some sort of kavod. So go and bury her. Vayelchu lekavran. They go ahead to go and find her. Find her body. Vilomatsuba kim haglulos v'haraglayim v'kapos hayadayim. They found her arms, her legs, her head. V'yashuva v'yagidu lo v'yomer dvar adonaihu asher diber biyad avdo elio atishbi limor bechelek Yisrael yochlu haklavim es besari zevel. So once again, he says Elio's name and he says, "Ah, this is the kiyum of the nevuah." The dogs actually ate her body, her carcass. It was the only thing that was left over was her head, her hands, and her feet. Chazal, I'm not sure why they say this, but Chazal say, why was it that her feet were left over and her hands? Take a look, it's a weird thing. Ubidrash lama nishar ba galgeles varaglayim v'kapos ha'adayim shahaysa merakedes lifnei hakalos. She used to dance in front of the kalas, and that was so her feet and her hands and her face was not eaten up. I'm not sure what the message, like why here, like there's so many other places, I'm not sure, but that's what Chazal say over here. Either way, this is a gory scene, and Yehu is the man. It seems like he's the man. It seems like he is the Yad Arichta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem sends him as a shliach. He makes sure that Elisha, and through Elisha, he's going to become king. He's going to become king. V'haysa nivlas Izevel kedomen al pnei asadeh b'chelik Yisrael asher lo yomru zos Izevel. And they couldn't even recognize her. They couldn't even recognize her. Anyways, Chaver, this is the beginning of Yehu. Yehu, we're going to see for the next few prakim. We're going to see if this is definitely not the end of gory death in Yehu's life, but this is the beginning of the Kiyum of the Nevuah that Eliyahu told to Achav. Shkoyach, guys.